Hey there, future filmmakers. I'm Tim Novotny, a filmmaker and multimedia producer at WVIA. Today, we are going to teach you how to use the device that you already have in your pocket, your smartphone, as a filmmaking tool. When I was younger, what I had is what I'm shooting on right now, which is a Sony Hi8 camera. You know, it's big, it's bulky, it's almost impossible to get the footage off of. It's a nightmare to work with. But your smartphone, when it's rigged out correctly, is an awesome tool to get cinematic looks and also to start creating your very first films.
WVIA is so proud that we have a host of award-winning filmmakers, Chris Hendrickson, Al Minnelli, and Tim Novotny among them. And we turn to Tim on the WVIA website because he has created a how-to video, and he will take us through, each of us, young people, grown-ups, how to make a film with our cell phones. And that's all part of an invitation for young people to enter WVIA's Student Showcase, presented by the station's Education Department. Alyssa Swartz is the department's director, and she came down the hall to the WVIA Benko studio to tell us more about what's in store.
The Education Department has experienced so much growth, Erica, and we're so excited about so many of our programs. Our flagship programs, which are Artist of the Week, where we showcase our local student artists, Scholastic Scrimmage, which is our very popular game show. I know I have lots of listeners out there who love Scholastic Scrimmage. The Great Teachers Essay Contest, in addition to programs like Careers That Work, which is our career readiness and workforce development initiative, these beautiful videos created by our production team, along with accompanying curriculum, the WVIA Education Writers Contest, where kids can submit stories, illustrated or not, and then our PBS Kids in the Classroom, where my team members and I go out to classrooms and we visit and we show them a PBS Kids show and then we create some art and read a story and we just have such a great time. So there's lots going on in the education department.
And there's a timely opportunity right now for young people.
Yes, so right now we are running the WVIA Student Showcase, and this is for young filmmakers. And, you know, I don't want anyone to be intimidated by the idea of being a filmmaker. This is for students in grades 4th through 12th grade and for college students. But if you go to our website, wvia.org/student-showcase, you'll see there are lots of parameters and lots of opportunities for filmmaking. So, for example, my 4th and 5th graders, we'd like you to make a public service announcement, a PSA. It can be for a cause, a nonprofit, a school program, and it can be real or imaginary. And, like, here are some examples. Teaching kids the importance of washing your hands. Staying safe in the sun, wearing a hat, wearing sunscreen, like the steps to staying safe in the sun. Being kind and including other people. Be a buddy, not a bully, right? Environmental awareness, that's really timely, right? With Earth Day coming up. Digital citizenship, talking about using social media, the danger of being on having too much screen time, or other, you know, healthy habits like eat your veggies, move more, you know, those kinds of things. So there's lots of things you can do a PSA on. And those are my 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. But my 6th through 8th graders can also make a movie trailer, which could be super fun, right? And you don't have to make the whole movie, you just would have to make the trailer. And all of these parameters are on our website and you can take a look at these. My 9th through 12th graders, I'm looking for a short film, a PSA, a short documentary, under 5 minutes. And then my university students, I'm looking for a short film or a short documentary. And your listeners are probably thinking, well, what if I have a kid who does puppetry or wants to try claymation or wants to try some digital animation? Well, we have an open category for that. So if you have a child who wants to experiment with, who has written their own musical and wants to experiment with some digital animation with that musical, absolutely submit it under the open category.
Do young people use their phones to make the videos?
Absolutely. We've had students submit films that have been made on their phones, on their computers, on their tablets, or on filmmaking equipment. And we've had winners come from all over those categories.
What is the outcome for these students who actually do get a nod?
Well, last year we showed everyone who submitted a film had their film shown at the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival. We have a student showcase time block. It's usually on Sunday afternoon, and everyone had their film shown, which was so cool. Erica, it was so great just to see the students and their families come and see their film on a big screen. It was great. And then the winners will receive a plaque.
Alyssa, when you were describing possible subjects for public service announcements, you mentioned too much screen time as a possible subject. The screen time question is always, is it too much? Are they just being passive and drawn into scrolling and so forth? So it gives them a way to engage with the digital world.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can relate to that as a parent myself. I'm always trying to limit my own children's screen time. But then when I see them creating things on their screens, I feel way more reassured that they're spending time, they're using the technology responsibly.
Do you find, because you are in touch with so many schools and school districts in the region, do many of these schools offer opportunities for young people to study filmmaking?
There are quite a few programs for students to study television and film production. Not every school has it. It is expensive. As we know, working for a television and radio station, the equipment is expensive. But like I said, you can do all of this filming with your phone, with the device in your pocket. We actually have a great video on our website, Erica, and it's called How to Use Your Smartphone to Start Making Films. And our wonderful multimedia producer, Tim Novotny, made this video. He gives all sorts of great tips and tricks just using the device in your pocket. And grown-ups, you can use your phone and you can let your child kind of play on your phone. And that way you have that supervisory role as well, and you can see what they're doing.
Besides checking out the details online, remind us of the deadline for
us. Sure. We'd like films submitted to us by March 3rd, and it couldn't be any easier. So when you go to wvia.org/student showcase, you scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a little form in there. You'll give me your name, your email address, your grade, what school you go to, and you can upload the film right there, and it comes right to me.
Do you reveal who the judge or judges are?
We have a team of judges from our staff.
Our staff is Emmy Award winning.
They are, yes, our Emmy Award winning staff.
That's wonderful. And if they are curious at all about what it means to be a serious filmmaker, the Northeast Pennsylvania Film Festival might be something to explore. There are panel discussions, many screenings of all kinds, animated films and special guests.
Absolutely. I was delighted to attend last year. The Waverly Community House is such a beautiful venue, and you'll get to meet so many different filmmakers, and you can attend workshops, and you can see dozens of films. It's a really great opportunity for young filmmakers.
Remind us of that website address again, too.
Sure. It is wvia.org/student showcase.
Alyssa Schwartz, Director of Education here at WVIA Public Media, inviting students from 4th through 12th grades and college and university students to enter the WVIA Student Showcase. As you heard, the deadline for entry is Monday, March 3rd, and there are details online, wvia.org/student showcase. You'll get a sense of how long, the types of films, the grade levels, and of course access to Tim Novotny's how-to video, how to make a film with your cell phone. For more information on the web, it's wvia.org/student showcase. The deadline is Monday, March 3rd. Fiction, documentary, animated, experimental, any genre, and it's a range of grades, 4th, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 9th through 12th, and ultimately college and university students. WVIA.org/student showcase.